After nearly 40 years, Hollywood's chief lobbyist is likely to retire at the end of January. Today's LA Times reports that the silver-haired Jack Valenti will step down as head of the powerful Motion Picture Association of America. The Times also reports that his replacement may be Billy Tozan. Tozan is a Republican congressman from Louisiana, here to talk about why a job on K Street might be more desirable than one on Capitol Hill, is Slate's Chatterbox columnist Timothy Noah. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So let's be clear that Billy Tozan's office says he has not yet been contacted by the MPAA about Valenti's job. But a spokesman tells the Times that Tozan, quote, will listen to what they have to say. So why would he listen to what they have to say? Why would a powerful member of Congress want to become a lobbyist?
Well, first of all, I should say that Tozan's denial is a lot less forceful than it was a couple of months ago when this came up. But the job of lobbyist has become inexplicably glamorous in recent years. You even have a TV show, K Street, that's all about lobbyists.
Well, it used to be not so long ago that becoming a lobbyist, I mean, you would sort of slink off if you left Congress. You would slink off to become a lobbyist. It was considered a mark of failure.
It was sort of a sad sack job. You would be a member of Congress. You would enjoy the status of being a legislator in the, you know, most powerful legislature in the world. And the circumstance that would make you a lobbyist would be, you know, either you'd get voted out, or you'd get old and need to retire, or your wife would finally persuade you that she just couldn't make ends meet on the meager pay. But you'd go off, you'd become a lobbyist. You'd make a lot of money, but you'd sit in your office and look out your window at the Capitol Dome and dream of your glory days on Capitol Hill. Now I think it's the opposite. I think members of Congress look out the window and dream of becoming lobbyists.
Well, why is that? Do they get paid better?
They get paid very well. And the culture just sort of gives them more deference than it used to. When Hillary Rosen, who was a lobbyist for the music industry, retired a few months ago, the going away party she was given was unbelievable. Democrats, Republicans, I remember writing at the time that I couldn't imagine how the Pope managed to beg off this commitment.
Now, you've written that this can all be traced back to three people: Richard Nixon, Ralph Nader, and Newt Gingrich.
Nixon was at the center of the Watergate scandal, which gave you the 1974 Federal Campaign Act, which gave you limits on contributions. That reduced the life of a member of Congress to constantly running around trying to get money because there were limits on how much any individual could give you. Newt Gingrich took over the House of Representatives along with the Republican Party in 1995, and he limited the terms of committee chairmen. Previously, you could really build an empire as a committee chairman. Billy Tozan is now chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and I don't know what year he's in right now, but he's only allowed to be chairman of that committee for 6 years. It makes it a less interesting job. Ralph Nader spearheaded a movement to limit congressional pay. It became a big populist issue. And as a consequence, congressional pay over the last 10 years really hasn't kept up with inflation.
So that explains the decline of the congressman. But what about the rise of the lobbyist?
Well, the lobbyist, particularly on the money issue, the lobbyists stepped in and became very effective at bundling money, bundling cash for members of Congress.
Now, why would Hollywood want to hire Tozan? He's a Republican, and Hollywood has a reputation as a Democrat's town, and Valenti himself was an aide to Democrat Lyndon Johnson. So is this a sign of the times that things are changing?
Well, certainly Hollywood talks like a Democrat, but lobbies like a Republican. Its main issues these days in Congress have to do with property rights, trademark and copyright acts. Those are essentially conservative causes. But it's also true with Tozan, they get both. Tozan spent many years as a Democrat on Capitol Hill and switched parties in the 1990s. So he's definitely shown the flexibility necessary for the job.
The opinions of Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column in Slate. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, Madeline.